Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a podcast. And this is the holidays. It is a fun season, but it is a stressful season. And all of us need to realize the impact that stress has on our overall health as well as your skin. I don't think we understand enough how much stress can wreak havoc on healthy skin. And we all feel stress in our lives, and it gives you all these side effects, including fatigue, irritability, restlessness, anxiety. Stress levels are definitely on the rise since 2020, and the pandemic has hit, with up to 30 to 70% of people experiencing stress that affects them mentally, physically, and affects your skin. I think each and every one of us has had skin breakouts during the pandemic and hair loss. And stress is this physical, mental, or emotional thing that really causes bodily harm, mental tension. It can be external stress from your work, psychological situations. Stress can be internal, related to illness, medical procedures, perceived anxiety. We worry a lot. Stress can initiate this fight or flight response in your body, and it's so complex that some research has shown that people that get premature gray hairs get it because of the fight or flight adrenaline response. Versus people that have no gray hairs, they sort of have this low-level stress that does not really affect them mentally. People who are always on the run performing, they have fight or flight stress. Those are the people that get gray hair. That explains me. Fight or flight all the time. And surgeons, I think, definitely have that. They go into surgery, they have to be hypervigilant and alert. They have to perform. Going into a speech or a performance is, you know, very much a high stress situation. And your skin can have breakouts with increased levels of irritation, rosacea, flare-ups, dermatitis, all kinds of issues, including dehydration, increased signs of aging, loss of vitality. It's so important to evaluate what are your primary sources of stress and what are their effects. So externally, the sun, of course, UV rays, indoor and outdoor pollution, seasonal change, sometimes all the additives, chemicals, and artificial flavors, fragrances, and smells around us will irritate and stress our skin. And your body can keep up with a certain amount of the stress, but not really like excessively. So yes, you can handle some UV light, you can handle radiation, you can handle sun exposure, but when you tip that with internal stress, when you add dermatitis, chemical irritants, your skin will have a complex response. And especially as we change weather right now, from seasonal transition warm and humid weather to dry cold weather of winter, your skin's going to try maintain its barrier function, but you really need to add things that improve your barrier function. So adding products that have peptides, ceramides, essential oils, very important to add skin care products that have cholesterol, which improves the skin barrier, probiotics, which will help the skin as well. All of these things are things you can do during the winter when indoor heating depletes your skin's hydration levels and makes you feel more exposed, more itchy, more scaly, and more sensitive. Definitely when summertime comes around, you're going to have heat and humidity, which gives you oils and sweat production. So it's this fluctuation between warm and cold. In Southern California, we go crazy because in November, it's still like 80 degrees. Your body has difficulty adjusting to back and forth hot and cold situations. And I think it's so important that we help repair our skin on a regular basis to make it resilient. When you have resilient skin that has ingredients and nutrients that nourish it, this will help protect you from inflammatory responses. So while you may have dryness, you may have inflammation or irritation, these harmful free radicals that you're exposed to will not give you as much damage when you're using daily antioxidants in the morning, like vitamin C, resveratrol, green tea, as well as when you're using nice, dense, rich emollient moisturizers and perhaps even stem cell growth factors. That's kind of my regimen, is the morning vitamin C. I use my stem cell growth factor. It's called Transform. It is amazing. And it's been definitely helping my skin. So I have less hyperpigmentation, less broken capillaries, better collagen buildup, less elastin breakdown. Sometimes you'll see your skin get crepey and thin and tissue-like, and it's important to have strong, deep dermis, which has thickened and resilient layers of tissue. As you age, your dermis is going to thin, and the things you should do to improve dermal thickness include dermal fillers, chemical peels, microneedling, treatments with like radio frequency, treatments with threads, treatments with Sculptra, Radius, or biostimulators. All of these things can improve dermal thickness. And if you don't work on dermal thickness, your skin will thin, it will atrophy, it will definitely develop kind of more crepiness and texture that's more tissue paper-like, more like thin grandma skin. And I know that my mom's listening and she always gets mad when I say grandma skin. So sorry, Mom, but that is a description that everyone can relate to. So that's why we definitely want to use products that build thick, resilient dermis. Your diet, your nutrition, your mental health is significantly important to all of this. And your endocrine system. So remember that stress triggers the release of cortisol from your adrenal glands. And this is a natural steroid compound. Cortisol regulates your inflammation, your cellular metabolism. It modulates your immune system. It's critical for your bodily functions. But when it's excessively triggered, it does the opposite of regulating. It stimulates overdosage of cortisol release. And every tissue in your body has receptors for cortisol. So it can affect virtually every organ system and especially can affect your skin. So very often I'll see patients who have increases in hormonal acne around their period. They have a sudden life change where they're suddenly getting adult acne. This is stress and cortisol related. So one of the things you should do when you're getting these adult breakouts is to really look at what is going on with your stress levels and how you are adapting to it. A couple things you can do to adapt to general stressors. Think about using a diet that's rich in adaptogens. And what is an adaptogen? That's an herbal remedy or a food that's rich with naturally occurring nutrients that support and regulate your stress response. Things like licorice root, reishi mushrooms, ginseng, holy basil, tulsi is the name of that plant. That's a really good one. These are all things that have chemicals which are structurally similar to cortisol. For example, licorice root has glycyrrhizin in it, and that's similar to cortisol. So it kind of attacks the same receptor sites as cortisol and mildly mimics the effects. It counteracts and suppresses immune system function that's caused by excess cortisol and negates its effect. So that's a simple thing you can do. Reishi mushrooms have been used traditionally in Chinese medicine as a healing herb with more than like 400 bioactive nutrients, beneficial sugars, triterpenes, and potent antioxidants. And it slows aging. It has protection against neutralizing free radicals that are harmful and helps you to adapt to stressors. Another adaptogen is ginseng. And this one is very commonly used. The Asian or Korean ginseng imparts many antioxidant, anti-inflammatory benefits, and this increases collagen production as well. Try to prevent light exposure, and using a sunscreen that prevents UV light exposure is critical. Blue lights from excessive computer screen use have been implicated in free radical damage and inflammation that accelerates aging. And traditional sunscreens may or may not protect your skin from blue light, but the antioxidants that will protect you include things like cocoa seed extract, as well as mineral sunscreens like zinc oxide and titanium dioxide. These ones definitely are preventative. Try to improve your overall microbiome health. Your skin's microbiome can be negatively impacted by stress. So nourishing your good microbes is possible when you take a prebiotic and a probiotic. Prebiotics are carbohydrates and fibers that function as a food source for probiotics and help them flourish. So for example, I take inulin every day, and that's made from Jerusalem artichokes. And other sources of prebiotics would be like chicory root, dandelion root. These can be applied topically or incorporated into your diet for a really comprehensive benefit. So it's giving nutrition to the prebiotics gives nutrition to your colon so that your probiotic bacteria can really flourish. And probiotics then can have benefit in many species, like lactobacillus bacteria and ammonium oxidizing bacteria will improve your GI function. And there is now so much connection between the gut, the microbiome, and the skin. And I think it's really important to take daily dose of a probiotic. So yogurt with live active cultures, acidophilus milk, fermented foods, definitely something that you can incorporate quite easily into your regimen, whether it's kombucha or whether it's something that's like a delicious fermented food from another culture. These are things that you should try to incorporate daily. Internally, you should try to adapt to stress by achieving some kind of homeostasis with yourself. And that means checking in with yourself. Meditation. Realizing when you've spun yourself up into a crazy cycle and pulling back a little and just taking time to breathe. Actually, the 4-7-4 breathing technique is really great, where you stop what you're doing, breathe in for 4 seconds, exhale for 7 seconds, and then inhale again for 4 seconds. That's kind of a nice little reset. Breathing truly does center and ground you and increases your oxygenation. It makes you stop all your frenzy and just slow down a little bit. So you have all these tools to help you with stress. Your skin is going to love it when you take time to focus on the professional grade treatments, including daily antioxidants, including rich ceramides and stem cell growth factors. These things are also important. But most important, I think, is thinking about the overall impact of why you're breaking out, why your skin is showing these changes, whether it's redness, irritation, skin barrier breakdown, dryness, dehydration, rosacea, or acne. All of these are a sign of facial stress, facial skin stress. So your body needs an SOS. Definitely check out our skincare. My Katie Skin is my lifeline for great skin. And I think that's one daily constant that just takes all the worry out of my routine. I take my inulin. I have something like a yogurt type of a drink every day. I definitely will use antioxidants in the morning. I love high-dose vitamin C. I'm a big fan of resveratrol. If you're taking supplements, I love ginkgo. I love ginseng. I think there's so many steps, but you just really have to begin with the simple behavioral changes and tie it to a daily habit. Like tie it to your coffee, tie it to your morning routine. And that way you'll develop easy early habits that are simple to follow and help to reduce your stress. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to think carefully this winter season as stress comes upon you. The holidays are here. They're so fun. Take time to celebrate, but also realize when you need to decompress, pull yourself away and de-stress. Don't forget to check out my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, and D-R-K-A-Y is the way you spell that. And our website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find my Katie skincare with my vitamin C serum that I so love, my Transform Stem Cell Growth Factor. I use that twice a day. Inulin, which is such an excellent prebiotic, and really dense, rich, nutritive night cream with peptides, ceramides, and antioxidants. Love, love, love all of those. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful and stay happy and stress-free. Love you.